Hello, friends. Thank you so much for being here. This is the George Real Estate Group podcast, which is a production of our live weekly radio shows hosted on multiple radio stations here in Hendersonville, North Carolina. The George Real Estate Group serves Western North Carolina and Upstate South Carolina, and it is a privilege to share positive news about our local real estate market and community. Thanks so much for subscribing. And of course, if you have any real estate questions or if we can help you in any way, be sure to reach out. Visit us at georgerealestategroupradio.com for more information. Good morning and welcome to the George Real Estate Group live radio broadcast here on the queue every Monday morning, sharing with you positive news about your local community and real estate market, and excited to be here with you this morning. We have an exciting program for you to tune into this morning. And before we get to that, just want to just thank you for tuning in. Again, we're at the George Real Estate Group. We've been serving Western North Carolina and Upstate South Carolina for years, and we're grateful. We have the experience of helping over 1,400 families with their real estate needs throughout the years in my career. And again, through our team. And if you're thinking of buying or selling, we certainly love to interview for the job. There's no pressure. There's no cost. There's no obligation. You can give us a call at 828-393-0134. Also, find us online at realestatebygreg.com. You can also subscribe to our podcast. We podcast all of our radio shows on your favorite podcast platform. We'd be glad to connect with you there. And then you can also stop by our office at 2720 Greenville Highway there in Flat Rock, the dangerous location of Rainbow Row. And I joke because the Flat Rock Bakery, you got Hubba Hubba Barbecue, you got Campfire Grill, all those great local and independent businesses and restaurants. And we're grateful to be part of that. I want to say thank you to our radio sponsors, Quality Home Consultants. They have been serving Western North Carolina for years as well. And they have Jim and his team. He's been doing home inspections since 1998, but he's completed over 35,000 home inspections with their team and their careers. So in their full one-stop shop, whether you need home inspection, septic, or pest inspection, or radon, I mean, they can do it all. So if you call them, please be sure to mention you heard about it on the radio. Call Quality Home Consultants, Jim Rawling and his team there. And again, grateful to be here with us, with you this morning. And we'll dive into some of the numbers because I think it's going to come up in our conversation. But so grateful this morning to have Lee King with us this morning, Register of Deeds of Henderson County. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Noah. Glad to be here.
We're so honored to have you here with us. And of course, my co-host, Mandy Green. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. And so, Lee, let's just back up for our listeners. And I mean, there's a lot of questions I have, and we're going to pretend someone's never even heard of a Register of Deeds. I mean, like, and let's start even at that that question. And first, before we do that, how long have you been in this role?
I've been a registered deeds for 9 years now. Enjoyed every bit of it. It's a real rewarding position. Actually, a lot of people don't realize it's elected. Luckily, I'm not up this year, so I get to sit out the 24 elections. But anyway, if we call ourselves the happy place, because if you're rejoicing over the birth of a child, or you know you're happy that you've purchased your first home, that's where you go to record the deed for your purchasing property. It's where you go to record your birth certificate for the birth of your child. You're happy. You want to get married. We get to celebrate with the newlyweds the joy of getting married. And we get the marriage licenses issued, and we also are a very compassionate place because we understand that death is a part of life, and we try to help those that have lost loved ones by issuing and death certificates as far as that goes too. So we do a lot with vital records, deeds of trust, powers of attorney, assumed names, and we also do DD-214s for our veterans. We do that free of charge, and that's something we try to do to help our veterans out.
And what is that exactly?
It's your discharge, your DD-214, and it's something that we do. Everything in my office is public record except for that, and that is something we keep under lock and key, but you can put it on record with us, and only the people that can access that record is the veteran themselves, their surviving spouse, or the Veterans Affairs officer. And that way, if they need to get benefits or anything like that, they have a safe place to keep it. It's our way of saying thank you to the veterans. The certified copies cost nothing to the veteran. It's a free service we offer, and every Registered Deeds does this statewide. It's just our way of saying thank you. And hopefully, we're going to start a Thank a Vet program this summer, and that'll be something where they can have a little card that shows the discount program. And the way to get that would be to come to our office and register your DD-214, just kind of a way to encourage them to get it in a safe place and on file. And as far as that goes, but I have two staff members whose children have served in the armed forces. Two are actively serving right now, and it's very close to their hearts, and we would like to get that program rolling out this summer.
That's incredible. incredible. What you already shared with and is so familiar to us in our world, we say real estate happens around life. It could be all the positive, amazing things. And then, of course, you have the challenges. And it's I love how you frame that, the happy place, but also the compassionate place. I think that's a beautiful way to frame that, because it's both. It is, and it's just these are real life events that are happening every single day.
That's right. And we just, like I say, it's amazing to see life happen. And a lot of people don't realize, especially with real estate and everything, we're the last stop on the train. You go through your closing and everything, and when you get to us, you record the deed. And another little piece of paper people like to get is a thing called a satisfaction. Again, that doesn't cost anything to record, but that's the little piece of paper that says your mortgage is paid in full. So that's something we're happy to record for you as well.
Oh, people really like that. You should have sort of like a celebration when they come for that one and take a picture and such.
Well, what I like to do is when they come into the office, if they're getting they want to get a copy of their satisfaction, I always give them two copies, because I tell them, if you want to have a note burning party, here's one for that as well. So
that's amazing. And you know, the part of your role in serving the public is, again, it's significant because of the public records and how do you guys, as part of this is the transparency and the accountability of things that go on.
Yes, we take great pride in the fact we want to make sure that the records, the key is to index them in a way that 50 years from now, 100 years from now, when we're already dead and gone, someone else can come in and find that record if they want it. And, of course, a lot of people don't realize we tell the story of Henderson County. We've been around since 1838 when everything was formed, and we have Deed Book 1-1. Unfortunately, that was a slave deed, and it's a dark spot in our history, but, luckily we've learned, and But that was Deed Book 1-1. But we do have the images online back to that deed book, and we're in the process of putting indices out there so you can type in a name and look up any deed back to formation. We're back to the 1949, 1948 with the index right now. But my vendor's doing a two-year project because he's creating a digital index from scratch is why it's taking so long. But we look forward to having that out there.
Wow, what a big project, a digital index?
A digital index.
Yes. So a person,
so a person who's really researching or doing genealogy or could then be able to go online and do their research all the way back to the Deed Book 1-1?
They will be, yes. Like I say, if you know the book and page now, you can find that image already. It's out there for people to see. As far as genealogy goes, we typically don't put that information out on the web just because of some of this personal stuff that's on birth and death certificates. But you can come into our office anytime. We'll be glad to help you do genealogical research and get you started. And we go back, I think births and deaths go back to the 19 teens, but we do have some that were, if you were born like in the 1800s, they did a thing called a delayed birth certificate. And you would bring your family Bible in and acceptable proofs, and you would get a delayed birth certificate. So if you were born before that.
That's amazing. So this is your eighth or ninth year doing this now?
Ninth year.
In the 9 years you've been doing this, maybe what was the most surprising thing that you've expected? Was there any?
Yeah, tell us everything.
What did you anticipate?
we know you know some
stuff.
Well,
no, it's fascinating. it's just fascinating, right? What were you not anticipating taking on this role?
Well, it's kind of funny. We laugh about this because my colleagues around the state, when you run, like I said, this is an elected office and you run for that office, you don't realize, and the nugget they don't tell you is that you're liable for 7 years after you leave office for anything that happens on your watch. So that's an incentive to make sure the records are right, say the least.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that it's right. And we try to be what I call quick and painless. When you come in, we're glad to help you and way to help you get started. Now, that being said, we're not paralegals and we're not attorneys. So you may ask us a question and we can't answer that because there is a statute on file that forbids us from practicing law without a license. So we have to be very careful what we say and what we do. We can show you how to find the record, but we can't interpret that record for you. That's something you would have to get a real estate attorney to look into.
That brings up a great question. What kind of qualifications does one might possess to be the Register of Deeds?
Well, statutorily, you have to be, I believe, 18 years of age and live in the county you want to serve.
So you do not have to have a law degree. That's incredible. So what prepared you, do you believe, to help you get into, to be in this position?
Well, I've been with Henderson County for 27 years. I started out in property dressing and I went into the tax office and did real estate present use value, like the farm program and the exemptions and exclusions. Then I went into tax collections for a while. was a deputy tax collector for delinquent collections. And unfortunately, that's not a popular job to be in, because if someone comes to see the deputy tax collector, they've done an enforced collection action. So
it's not the happy place.
Not the happy place. So I was tired of that, and I decided I need a change in changing the script to be a place that you can enjoy working. And my friend Nedra was retiring, and when she decided to retire, I thought, well, that would be a great change. And I have a Bachelor of Business Administration, and I went back after 11 years and two toddlers, decided to go back and get my Master's in Public Administration, which that really helped, because that prepares you for things like county budgets, which we're in the process of putting together right now for this upcoming fiscal year, as far as that goes, and public relations and things like that. But one thing about it, being in the tax office, I saw the registered deeds from the other side of the desk, so to speak, because I would go up and do deed research for a tax listing to see if something was mapped right or something like that. And of course, you could look up your birth certificate and stuff. And being a 9th generation native of Henderson County, that's kind of neat, because I can go in there and my wife, my kids, my parents, my grandparents, they're all back in there. And that brings up a funny story. We're getting our passports ready, so in case you wanted to travel to Canada. So we were getting our passport, and I had to get a staff member to certify it, because I thought it'd look kind of funny if Lee King certified Lee King's birth certificate. I didn't know if the feds would take that too well. So anyway, we had to do that. And unfortunately, the pandemic came, and we didn't get to travel anywhere yet. So we're still waiting to put a stamp in the passport book, and hopefully.
Those things are good for 10 years, right?
Yes.
Maybe this will be your year, 2024.
I hope so. But I have to tell people that it took me 18 years to find the job I love. Like I say, the last 9 years have been very rewarding, very educational. I'm currently serving as the president of North Carolina State Association of Registered Deeds. And that's been a very rewarding process in of itself, because it allows Henderson County to have a voice at the table. It allows us, we're a nonpartisan organization. We simply are there to make the job of registered deeds easier and find ways to help citizens and make their job easier as far as recording deeds and things like that. Our association helps with things like electronic recording of deeds. That's something that's come in. Also electronic notary public. So it allows us to do a lot of things over the computer traditionally that used to be done. You had to come into the office.
So, what are your biggest challenges right now?
Right now, I would say the biggest challenge, it's slowed a little bit with the economy and of course, but we've actually been able to do some back projects that have been needed to be done, like scanning birth and death certificates for back years so that we can get them from the front counter instead of walk back and get the book. Another challenge is finding space, because, we're running out of space as it is where we are. But, I continue to print books, and people may say, well, in this digital age, why do you do that? And my thinking on that is, if something were to happen and the computer was to go down, you still have that book.
Physical copy.
You still have the physical copy of the record. And I just think as my duty as a registrar is to make sure you have access to the record. So if something goes down, I need to have a backup on site, whether it be paper or digital.
It makes sense. So what's the biggest change that you've seen in your 9 years? Was it the digital recording? What would you say?
It was. When I first came in, we didn't electronically record. We didn't do electronic notary. There was a lot of things we didn't do. And, the mail would come in for mailaways, and you would have a stack really tall of deeds that come in the mail that you had to record. And we started electronic recording in 2015, and that is just another tool in the toolbox. It doesn't eliminate traditional recording, but it allows someone, say, that lives in California, they can get their deed and everything done electronically, sent in to us, and we can record it. And as soon as we hit submit, you get that record right back. So that way it speeds up a little bit of time. We also have Get Certificate Now, which is a way you can request your vital record electronically over the web. We see that in real time, and we process that, and we will also put that out in that day's mail. So if someone is in Dare County and they need a Henderson County birth certificate, they don't have to go and drive all the way across the state to get to us. They can simply request it online. And one challenge we do have that we're working on is January 1st of this year, they merged the electronic death and electronic birth recording systems into one database, and that's operated by the state of North Carolina. It's had a few hiccups, but we're hoping to get back. We had to suspend out-of-county birth certificates for the time being until we get the system back up and running, but we hope to have it up in about a month. Once we do, we will be able to offer out-of-county birth and out-of-county death certificates. And what that means is if you were born in any county in North Carolina after 1970, you can come to our office and get a copy of your birth certificate and use that, a certified copy.
Oh, wow.
And then you can use that just like if you had driven down to the county you were born in. And the way the out-of-county deaths will work when that finally gets all sorted out is if I think of it in terms, most of the time you get your death certificates through your funeral home when your loved one passes. But say you have that one lingering thing that you forgot to get a copy of, but you live in Henderson County and your spouse or loved one passed away in Buncombe County. Well, instead of having to drive to Asheville, as fun as 26 is, you know, we have it where you'll be able to come to us and get an out-of-county death certificate. And that will be for people who have passed basically from 2023 and 2024. Now, they did get funding in vital records to try to go back further with scanning, but that's still in the works.
Absolutely incredible. So we have Lee King with us this morning, Register of Deeds of Henderson County. We're so grateful for your service. We're so grateful for, and we want to hear about your team. I know you have an incredible team in place, and you're listening to the Georgia Real Estate Group live radio broadcast here in the queue every Monday morning. So we have a short break coming up. But Lee, thank you so much for being here this morning and pulling the curtain back on what happens at the deed office and then in your role. And we have a lot more to cover this morning right after this break. But you're listening to the Georgia Real Estate Group radio broadcast here on The Q.
Hey there, Hendersonville. Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing here, and I'm thrilled to invite you to this year's Winter Sound Music Festival.
And I'm Jamie Gorsuch from the Arts Council of Henderson County. We're teaming up with Ocklawaha and Horizon Heating and Air for an unforgettable day of local talent.
So join us at Ocklawaha Brewing for a full day of amazing music, craft beer, community spirit. It's all happening February 3rd from 1 to 11 p.m. As always, it's a family-friendly show, and you'll be treated to performances from a bunch of local favorites.
Raffles.
I love raffles. Amazing food.
And unforgettable performances.
I love unforgettable performances. It's an event you won't want to miss. Cheers. Cheers.
Mike's on Main opens at 8 a.m. for breakfast, serving bacon and eggs, omelets, breakfast sandwiches, pancakes, and more. Don't let parking stop you from enjoying a wonderful meal in an iconic setting. Step back in time. Have a crispy salad, a grilled cheese, a burger, a patty melt, or an old-fashioned hand-scooped milkshake, all while taking in the charm of years gone by. Enjoy the mechanical horse and take photos with the bears along Main Street. Mike's on Main, the treasure in your backyard, located at the corner of 3rd and Main.
Trees, if you love your trees, won't you please leave it to Schneider Tree Care?
Hi, I'm Stephen Carroll. At Schneider Shrub and Tree Care, we provide specialized treatment plans tailored for your unique needs. Whether you're a homeowner or in charge of a commercial, municipal, or HOA property, we have the experience to help you protect the investment you've made in your landscape. From bugs and disease to bad root and nutrition issues, we'll help you identify any underlying problems and decide what's best for the long-term health of your favorite plants. You don't have to care for all your shrubs and trees, just the ones you want to keep. Don't wait. Call us today at 248-0658 for a free evaluation or visit us online at shrubandtreecare.com. Schneider, an official Shrub and Tree Care partner of the Clemson Tigers.
So for your trees, please leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Good morning and welcome back to the live radio broadcast here in the queue with the Georgia Real Estate Group. And again, thankful for the time this morning and grateful for the conversation with Lee King this morning, a Register of Deeds of Henderson County. He's an elected county official responsible for maintaining and preserving real county, real property documents, also just crucial in all the various legal documents, you know, real estate transactions, deeds, mortgages, liens, plats, also public documents, you know, just so much. And we have a lot to cover this morning. And of course, we're here at the Georgia Real Estate Group. This is a critical part of our process as we work with our clients that are buying and selling. And I thought this would be fascinating. And we're grateful to have Lee with us this morning. Of course, if you're listening and just curious what your home is worth, we'd love to have that conversation. There's no pressure. There's no cost. There's no obligation. You can give us a call at 828-393-0134. Find us online at realestatebygreg.com. Also, stop by our office at 2720 Greenville Highway. We'd be honored to help. And then also, we're growing. We're hiring. We've had more agents join us this past year and excited to continue. And that's because we're serving more people. Actually, I'm so thankful to report we had a 20% increase in business last year when the market actually had a 20% drop. So I'm very humble and grateful to report we had a 40%. We outperformed the market by 40% at the office because of the incredible agents we have. And we're so grateful for our clients and our word of mouth business that we have. And so if we can help you in any way, give us a call at 828 828- 393-0134. Lee, so you've been in this role for 9 years now, and we're going to dive into some of the numbers, and but it's so fascinating. When I think numbers, obviously we're talking real estate, but I mean, you're tracking everything, and you can see trends. You're tracking births, you know, deaths, marriage license. I mean, like, and so there's this correlation between what's happening at your office and actually the economy.
There is, and we tend to find that, for example, during the COVID pandemic, we hit the gas pretty much with real estate because we were recording an average of 135 documents a day. And we were going through we put 720 pages in a book of record, and we were going through probably one book, one and a half books in a day sometimes. It was amazing how fast we were
significant.
Going through that. And of course, the breaks have kind of come down a little bit. Just to give you an example, in 2022, and this is calendar years, we recorded 21,000 documents. Last year, we recorded a little under 17,000. So there was a little bit of a decline. And our days now pretty much are about 50 to 60 documents a day is what we're recording. Now, of those documents, about half of those are deeds and deeds of trust. But as you know, with the market and the rates with the Fed, refinancing kind of went out the window a little bit. And so we don't get as many refinances. Now, most of what we see are cash sales, but we still do see the sale with the deed of trust or mortgage following behind it. But as far as births and deaths go, we are pretty much on track to finish at about 960 births for this past year and about 1,700 deaths. And it's kind of funny that if it wasn't for our location being such a beautiful place that it is and people moving in here, if we depended solely on births and deaths, we'd be losing population.
Oh, isn't that fascinating?
The births typically are about 1,000 behind the deaths. So,
is that because of our, just the age of our population that we tend to have a
more retirees?
Retirees.
And, yes. Mm-hmm. It does, and we have an older population, and that tends to reflect that. But we do have, it's kind of neat, we have about 500 to 600 marriages in any given year, and a lot of times you may have your young newlywed, but you may have your older newlyweds have found love. So those are always exciting to do because they're really cute couples too when they come in to get their license. It's a lot of fun. But,
You have to physically come in if you want to have a marriage license, right?
That's right. We do that by appointment. And the reason for that, we started doing that during COVID, is because there are certain things you need. And if I hate for someone to show up to my office that want a marriage license and not have the popular documentation, and I have to, proper documentation, I have to turn it away, That just breaks my heart. So if
what a letdown, right?
Right.
You're ready to go.
But if they call us and set up an appointment, they have to have their state ID or passport. It has to be in date, can't be expired. They have to have social security cards that are not laminated. If they are, then we need a tax return, a W-2 from any year that has your name and complete social on it. And the other part of the puzzle is if you have been married before, we do require a photocopy is all we need of the judge's final divorce decree or your loved one's death certificate if your last marriage ended in death. So those are the things you have to have with you when you come to us. But we do marriages 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, and 3 every day, and we have a lot of fun with it. It's a lot of fun to...
So when somebody's going to do a courthouse marriage, you're saying that you're who they come to?
Well, we give you the license. And then you have to go meet the magistrate, or if you have a minister or a freelance official that'll outdo it. But if it's a civil ceremony, you have to use the magistrate, and you can use any magistrate. The beauty of marriage licenses is all we do is house it. So wherever you purchase the license is where it'll always be housed. But you can use that marriage license anywhere in the state of North Carolina. So if you want to have a beach wedding, but you live in Hendersonville, get the marriage here because it'll always be here at your local courthouse.
That makes sense.
And then drive down to Manio and have a beautiful beach wedding. But that's the fun part of the job. I love to cut up with them as far as, cut some jokes. There's a part where you have to put them under oath, and I have to have they can swear or affirm, but I usually pick up the Bible and I'm walking around to do the oath, and I tell them they can swear or affirm. But before I do that, I say dearly beloved, oh, I'm sorry, I'm jumping the gun. So, and they just love it. They get a kick out of that. And
you guys have fun with it.
We do. We don't want to be a stuffy government office. We want to have a little fun, and the citizens are who I work for. They're the people that hire me to do this job, and I want them to enjoy their experience with our office and be able to come in and have a little fun. And it's like I told my staff, I said, we can have the fun as long as the work gets done.
Yeah.
And that's what they do.
Great motto.
And I have to shout out to my staff.
Yeah, let's hear about your team.
Well, I have an assistant, Willa Blair, has been my right arm for many years. And actually, she was Nedra's right arm before she was mine. But she keeps everybody going and makes sure we're properly covered staff-wise and all that. And I have Amber and Alicia. They're my deputy twos, and they do a lot with plats and vital records. And then, of course, Sylvia and Rhonda are out there as well, and they're my deputy ones. And they also help with the plats and with the vital records and real estate. And you know, you have to have a good team behind you, and that's the thing about it. I don't take this lightly. I appreciate my team, and I try to, you know, reward them as much as I can. You know, as far as one of my things as president is I will be visiting the 100 counties in North Carolina to visit the registers one-on-one.
Wow.
To find out about any issues that may be affecting us that we can take to the legislature to maybe see and fixes and improvements for. Well, you know, I'm in Henderson County every day, but I told them that I would probably, quote unquote, visit them one day just to give them a free lunch or something like that, just to reward them for the job they do. And day in and day out, it's a thankless job. But I want to tell you, I appreciate everything they do, because I couldn't do this if it weren't for them.
Truly. And, yeah, it's together. You guys are doing an unbelievable amount of work. And I mean, we're barely scratching the surface of what you're doing. Hopefully you'll be willing to come back and we'll do another show. But there was one thing I wanted to make sure we talked about with our listeners. And we talked about this a little bit ahead of time. There's some protections people can have in regards to their deeds. I mean, that was something you and I touched on briefly. We wanted to make sure we mentioned it this morning.
For homeowners?
Well, for deed, there's some scams going on right now.
There are a lot of times, and it's very unfortunate. And we tell people it works both ways with deeds and vital records. If you're not at a website that says .gov, .gov, don't try to buy a deed or a birth certificate from that, because they're going to charge you an exorbitant amount of money. You have other websites that say, we'll get you your deed, and they'll charge you $400 or something for it. And I'm sorry, that's it's free. I can give you a photocopy of your deed, pass it across the counter to you, and it doesn't cost you a penny.
It is free. Do not pay for these things.
Do not pay for these things. Now, if it's more than 4 or 5 pages, we do have to charge 25 cents
sure.
a page. But for the most part,
it's not $400.
It's a negligible amount of money.
But are you getting people that tell you that they've had that experience and they didn't get the right documentation and they paid all this money?
Yes, sometimes they'll bring in a sample of a scam letter that comes in the mail. Oh. And we've tried as an association to get some laws passed to stop that predatory type of doing. But, you know, as you know, the criminals are smart. They try to find out new workarounds as far as that goes. But one thing we do, it's a small part we can do, and I hate to say it, I know of one case that's actively going on of property fraud here in Henderson County. It doesn't happen. Please don't think it's something that happens all the time, but it's something you do have to be aware of. But we do offer this service called fraud detection. If you go to our website, that's hendersoncountync.gov, and go to the Registered Deeds webpage off of that, we have a little box on the left that says fraud detection sign up. And what that does is that takes you to our vendor's website, our software vendor, and you put in your email and then you put in your name and names you want to watch. So if your name is like Billy Smith and you want to watch William Smith, Will Smith, you know, Bill Smith, you can list those. You accept the terms and conditions and you hit submit. Well, they're going to send you a confirmation email, and you have to respond to that confirmation email to activate the service. And what that does is, if any document comes through our office and the name that you've put on there comes through, like if there's a document with Billy Smith comes through, it's going to send you an email that says, hey, the Registry of Deeds just recorded this document in Book of Record 4001, page 61. And you can call our office and tell me that you got that email, and I'll be glad to email you that document free of charge so you can see what it is. It may be your refi. It may be a deed of trust you did or a piece of property you sold. But if it's not something you're familiar with, you can see what it is and get a head start on the criminals. Because if I can't prevent it from happening, because, you know, you can't prevent a murder before it happens. You can't prevent a deed before it's recorded. You just don't know. But if they do find out something's amiss, instead of a few months down the road finding out somebody's done this and they're taking out stuff in your name.
Oh, is that what they would be doing? It's taking out things in your name?
Some variation of identity fraud, right?
I mean, right.
It's a form of identity fraud.
It is. But what we do is by signing up for this service, you're able to get out there and get ahead of the criminals, because you can go right over to the sheriff's office and say, hey, this is not me. And they can open an investigation and get things going. But
that is so good. What's that website again?
It's hendersoncountync.gov, and hit the slash and put the letter RD. RD for Register of Deeds, and that'll take you right to our webpage, and you'll see it over on the left side of the screen. It says fraud detection sign up. And the best part of it all is free of charge. We do not charge you for that. That is something we're willing to do as our small part to try to help combat property fraud.
I can hear our listeners right now tapping on their computers,
the
going to that website right now, and then they just need to remember that when they get, they're going to get an email confirmation, right, and they have to respond to that.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay, and then that's totally free.
That's totally free, and I do it myself
service.
As an elected official. I made sure that I was on there, my wife's on there, I put my parents on there just to protect them, just so that way if anything comes through, mm-hmm. we have a way to keep an eye on it, and it's. I encourage anybody, like I say, it's not foolproof, but it's something that we can do to try to help stem the tide. And if the criminals know we're watching, maybe they'll be a little less inclined to try to do business
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
I'm so proud of Henderson County. We're leading the way. You're the president of all 100 counties?
Yes, yes.
I know you must be proud of that. I had no idea how much you do. It's kind of like you don't notice it. It's like good eyebrows. You know, if you don't notice them, they're just right.
No, they're not.
You're so smooth. Like that's, you guys have so much going on over there.
Well, again, and it goes back to having a good staff, because being president this year has required me to travel more than I normally do. But I'm happy to say that. There's 8 districts that we have a district level meetings for our colleagues get together we get together and discuss issues and everything, and so we do that about quarterly. Well, every district hosts the conference, the annual conference. This is where you elect your new president and everything, and District 1 just happens to be hosting this year, and so we are looking forward in September of being in Fontana Dam, North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
So I wanted my eastern colleagues to see a beautiful piece of western North Carolina. And the district was gracious enough to do that for me and have it out there for us. And we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a beautiful time. And I'll be able to have that grin that all retiring presidents have when I pass that gavel over. Amy Shook, who's our president-elect, will be from Watauga County. So she's another western North Carolina person that will be able to lead the association. But we try to make sure we're geographically balanced and have leadership from all over the state. But it's been very rewarding. And like I say, it's nice to be out there and be able to talk with our legislators and talk with about things that may need to be done.
You're advocating. You're advocating. For the whole state, but you have Henderson County. It's amazing what you're doing. But you're able to have a voice on such a large platform right now.
And I appreciate being able to do that, because I always think about the people that hired me. And, I think about the people like the elderly that have had a spouse pass on, and they're not used to handling bills or things like that, and they come in their office and they're lost. And, we don't deal with death as far as wills go, but we can get you the death certificate, and I'll be more than happy to walk you down the hall to the clerk of court's office, the estates division, because they handle all wills and estate matters. But Tyler's a great next door neighbor. I have to give him a shout out, and we work well together. But he's got a great staff down there also that'll help you with your estate needs as far as that goes. Another thing I will tell people, another common misconception with the registered deeds office is divorces. Again, that's my good friend Tyler across the hall. I can get you into it. I can't get you out of it. That's the clerk of court's job.
So you're just really the happy place.
I'm the happy place.
That's amazing. Well, Lee, we're so grateful that you spent time with us this morning. And then also, it's people can come in, set up an appointment, right? If it's one of the categories that you guys cover, they can, the marriage license, you have set appointments. But your office is open Monday through Friday.
Yes, we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and the only thing you need an appointment for is if you're doing a marriage license. If you need to get your notary oath sworn back in for a notary commission, or if you want to just come in and look at our records, come in anytime. We'll be glad to have you. They're public. They're for your inspection. I'm just the custodian, but I love to show interesting deeds that tell the story of Henderson County. There's one deed that when Dana School had some land in 1928, a man named O.V.F. Bly did a deed. And it was about a half acre of land, but the deed's about 7 pages because he did an A to Z of people he knew, sermons he heard at Refuge Baptist Church in Dana, and he lived from 1865 to 1929. So it's a really neat history of that area. He'll tell you if he liked the sermon or if he liked the solo.
But he put it into the deed of the transfer of property?
Put it into the deed. People don't realize.
Fascinating.
I can't question the content of a document. If you have a 3-inch top margin and you have a notary signature seal and expiration date and you want to record your grocery list with me, you can do that. Why? I don't know. It'll be out there for posterity. But yes, as long as you meet the recording requirements, we don't question the contents of the document. That's not our job. That's the attorney or whoever. And that's, one thing we always tell people, in North Carolina, you can draw up your own documents, but I wouldn't hire a plumber to do my heart surgery. So I always tell people use a real estate attorney, because if I was doing it, that's what I would do. I would not dare try to draw up my own deed.
But I mean, legally, someone can.
They can.
But again, not recommended. Again, for all the many reasons, right? And that's why we have our incredible real estate attorneys to do that, to protect you.
That's right.
That's amazing. And then we didn't even scratch the surface on title searches and all those things. Again,
that'll have to be part two.
Mr. King, you're going to have to come back and join us again. We're so grateful. Anything in wrapping up that you want to make sure you share with our listeners?
Well, again, I just I appreciate the opportunity to serve you, and it's a very rewarding experience. And anything we can do to help you with as far as finding documents and genealogy, we love helping genealogy. It's really neat. But I've had, you know, stories I could share and tell of people that come in and tell me, well, I knew this house was my grandfather's house, and it was by, you know, and we have very little information to go on. And I'm happy to say sometimes we can work the miracle and find it. But,
wow,
you know, it helps out that I've got a few on my staff that have been around about as long as I have, as far as in know Henderson County's nooks and crannies.
That's amazing. Mm.
You've got my vote, Lee King.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Lee, thank you so much for being here. And Mandy, thank you as well. And again, to our listeners, you know, again, this is, I mean, we love to bring great content like this. And every week here, every Monday here on The Q. And of course, you can subscribe. If you didn't get to hear the entire interview this morning, be sure to go to the podcast and you can subscribe and hear today's radio show. We'll have this up here shortly. And of course, for all your real estate needs, give us a call at 828-393-0134. Find us online at realestatebygreg.com. And again, grateful to be here with you this Monday morning. The market continues to move. Prices, the average single family home price in Henderson County right now is at $525. And that's we still have great movement. So give us a call. Have a great day, and we'll see you next Monday.
Hey guys, it's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old. And I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home and move on to bigger and better things? Well, let me tell you. My family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families. And let's be real, selling your home is a big deal. But with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? To get to the other listing! Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group has the experience of selling over 1,200 properties and serving over 1,200 families with their real estate needs in Henderson County and throughout Western North Carolina. The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Monday mornings at 9:05 on WTZQ FM 95.3 and 1600 AM, or stream online at WTZQ.com.